Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we have NAFCU's Dan O'Brien talking about credit union advocacy and NAFCU's Congressional Caucus event coming up next month. Check it out. It seems to be, this is kind of the time of the year to start cranking up your advocacy programs at the credit unions. And with August, and you would think that would be the kind of the opposite, but our Congress is going to be, or they might be already be on in recess. I'm thinking of a different word, but so they're kind of off for the whole month. So
yeah, they have a tradition of doing in-district work periods through the hot summer months here in DC and going back to their districts and states. So the House recessed last week, and the Senate is currently in session, but they will be out most likely Thursday, depending on how their cybersecurity vote goes. Okay. So we've kind of prepared credit unions to get in touch with their members of Congress and hopefully can meet with them sometime over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, so I mean, why is this the ideal time? For those out there who may not know the whole Congress schedule and how it works and stuff, why is this an ideal time to meet with your representative to talk about your credit union?
You know, just the way the schedule works out is typically members of Congress will be back in their state or district only for either the weekend or maybe a week like at Thanksgiving or Christmas. Mm-hmm. There's not really an extended period of time like there is during the in-district work period for August. So this is an opportune time because members are back in their districts for a long period of time, giving lots of opportunities to meet face-to-face with their representative or their senator and talk about the issues or schedule a credit union tour. Mm-hmm. Or even have their staff out to have kind of a staff level meeting. Yeah. So it's a really good opportunity, and there's a lot going on in Congress. So there's a lot of issues that they need to hear from their constituents, you know, and credit unions have a great voice and sounding board to do that.
So this is the ideal time because they are there for an extended period of time. And what can credit unions do to take advantage of this time? I mean, you gave a couple of ideas right there, but well, I mean, obviously get their messaging straight because, I mean, these folks don't have a whole lot of time. But once you have that time with them, you really got to make the most of it.
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost is get in touch with the in-district office for their senator or representative and figure out, for scheduling purposes, when a good time is or what the perfect venue is. That could be at the credit union, either doing a meeting or going to a town hall event, or sometimes they have an economic forum. Mm-hmm. On different issues that are affecting the state or district. So it just really depends on, you know, what the members of Congress schedule is going on through the next couple of weeks. Oftentimes they are in district, but maybe they're doing a congressional delegation to a country or something. So you really have to figure out their scheduling purposes, you know, both for your credit union, who your staff is that you want to meet with them, and for the member of Congress to make sure they match up at some point. So the earlier you can do that, the better. And that way you'll be able to maximize your efforts.
Okay. Yeah, I know this is probably too late for this year to start doing it early, but I mean, what time would you suggest credit unions contact their representatives to make these meetings? I mean, was it like maybe 2 months ago or a month ago, or can be like yesterday?
Usually a week or two before recess. Okay. I mean, if you know, to be honest with you, you know, as I stated, the House adjourned last week, the Senate's still in session this week. Sometimes they have these floating schedules depending on the legislative calendar. So if you do something too early, it might get switched around. Mm-hmm. You know, and if you do something too late, it can get booked up. So you try to find that sweet spot of a couple weeks before where the members of Congress office kind of gets a better idea of what they're anticipating coming up, and you'll be able to kind of find times that will match up with each other.
Well, this behooves a credit union to consistently keep in touch with them, to keep the credit union name top of mind. And so if they do this throughout the year, they would kind of know, you know, what that sweet spot is ahead of time.
Yeah, I mean, it's 365 days a year that, you know, we like to see engagement from credit unions, you know, whether that's emailing a staff member, you know, what's going on with your credit union, if you're doing a new program in the district that's mm-hmm. helping out constituents, or if you are opening up a new branch. You know, it doesn't have to just be legislative policy. They want to know what's going on in their district, whether it's creating jobs, economic growth. these types of things are all helpful to know that members of Congress want to be a part of. Yeah. So you can keep that conversation going throughout the year, and it's really helpful to have that dialogue going.
Yeah, indeed. Again, it keeps the credit union name top of mind for these folks. So we'll have, I can't imagine what all the, they're probably pulled in 1,400 different directions. I mean, so if you can keep that consistent message going, that's a huge feather in your cap.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's something that, you know, should be part of, you know, any type of press ops operation or, you know, board engagement. Those types of things are just key in terms of really solidifying the relationship. You know, a prime example of that is we just had the 2014 election, and, you know, there are over 70 new members of Congress in the House and Senate. So you really need to factor in that these are new staff members. These are new members of Congress that maybe don't know everything about credit unions, right, or they're not on a relevant committee and they only know a little bit. So you want to keep that engagement in these districts throughout the country.
That's a good time to catch them. And that segues into my next question is your NAFQ's upcoming congressional caucus event in D.C. That's September 14th through the 17th, right?
That's correct. Yeah, it's a very exciting time. We're in full, you know, locking in all the details and, you know, announcing new speakers every day. So it's going to be a great conference here in Washington, D.C. And it's another opportunity for, you know, credit unions to come here, listen to administration officials, senior members of Congress, network with peer credit unions about how their legislative and lobbying strategies work throughout the year, and really get that connection and build those relationships, whether you're a first-time attendee or someone that's done it for 20 years.
Hey, I'm telling you firsthand, I went a couple of years ago and I love this conference, especially if you like politics and want to get in front of the folks you need to get in front of. This is a this is like a front seat, up close and personal conference where you can get access to these folks and talk to them for extended periods of time. I love this conference.
Yeah, yeah, we love it too. We love having our credit union folks come to town and really do get that up close and personal interaction with the members of Congress and their staff.
Indeed. So what are some of the takeaways that attendees can expect from this year's show?
So there are a lot of high profile people that are coming to speak again. You know, we've got the SBA administrator, Tara Sweet, who's going to be speaking and doing a roundtable discussion with our president and CEO, Dan Berger. You know, is going to be talking about different programs that they're running. We also have a lot of, like I said, members of Congress that are coming directly to speak. We have our keynote speakers. We have Tom Davis, former member from Virginia, and Martin Frost, former member from Texas. I mean, these are members that have the political and legislative IQ like no other, and hearing from them directly, you'll get a very good insight of the legislative process thinking and the political landscape coming up in 2016. It's exciting to have them both on stage at the same time, and our members, I think, will really enjoy that.
Nice, nice. And so what are your goals for the event? Obviously, to provide access, to get the message out there. And what other types of goals do you guys envision for your show?
I mean, our goal is to give our credit union members the knowledge and tools to become advocates. And that's our number one goal, is to make sure that they are prepared and comfortable to go to meetings with their members of Congress and their staffs and give their perspective on how legislation, regulations impacting their ability to do business within their districts and states. So we really want to make sure that they're prepared to have these meetings, but understand that their story is the one that needs to be told.
Yeah,
it's helpful in so many ways to bring you know, the members directly to Capitol Hill and let them share their stories about what's going on and how different regulations, legislations impacting them directly. So the takeaway is they're actually helping out the industry as a whole when they come to DC and take time out of their busy weeks, you know, to sit down with members of Congress and their staff and share their stories.
Yeah, it's so important to keep your message in front of these folks. I mean, it's just because there's so many decisions made throughout the year, you know, where maybe the credit union's not top, but if they can recall that member story or your credit union CEO stops by and if they can recall these stories, like, oh, wow, that's the effect that this decision may have on that community. It's so important to keep that message fresh.
Absolutely. And just build, either whether you're building those relationships, as we mentioned, mm-hmm. or if you have those relationships, is keeping that constant reminder about this is very important, you know, not just to our credit union, but to the constituents, the district, the state, the economy, all of the above.
Yeah, it affects so many. There's kind of a ripple effect, like you talked about. It affects so many things, not just the credit union, but the community and the economy itself.
Yep, absolutely.
Big time. All right, Dan, I mean, look, to wrap up here, where can folks find out more about the caucus? Because this is a fantastic conference. I love it.
We've got tons of information on our website, www.nafq.org/caucus. We are updating agenda items every day. They can go there to register. They can go there to get information about scheduling meetings on Capitol Hill.
Oh, cool.
We have several other meetings that are taking place, whether it's a congressional reception, welcome reception, that they can attend as well. So there's ample information there. We have a new location. It's the Hyatt Regency Washington on Capitol Hill. Okay. It is literally steps away from the Capitol. They can walk to their meetings, to the House and the Senate. It's a very convenient location, so we're excited about the new place for our members to have direct access to the area.
Even better. Even better reason to get out there and go see these things. Very cool. Great message to end on, Dan. Thank you so much for taking time out. Anything else to wrap up?
Mike, no, I appreciate your time. And like I said, we're just focused on grassroots advocacy and credit unions that are interacting with their members of Congress and staff. It's greatly appreciated that they're continuing these efforts.
Indeed. Thank you again, Dan. Appreciate it. And we'll see you out there in D.C. And everyone, sign up and get out there. This is a great show.